A signature open government initiative of the Obama administration turns 5 years old this week. The website data.gov is home to more than 100,000 individual agency data sets, and it's the destination of app developers that hope to turn federal data into useful information. Marion Royals, the director of data.gov from the General Services Administration, he joins us now. Marion, good morning and congratulations.
Good morning, and thank you very much.
So are you celebrating the fifth anniversary in any way?
Yes, we are. Tomorrow afternoon, we're going to have a celebration at GSA and bring together a lot of the people who have worked on data.gov over the years and people who are interested in building it in the future.
All right, so give us an example of how big it's actually become.
Well, data.gov itself is small. It's a averaged five people over the years, and that's where we are about now. But as you mentioned, we have over 100,000 data sets. We started with 47, and we've reached out and are federating data from 35 cities, counties, and states. We have over 410 APIs, and we're working in 21 key areas like health, energy, and climate, supported by those communities of practice.
And what give us some examples of what developers have been able to do with your data, and who are these developers that have been able to use it?
Well, the developers have varied from high school to professionals who are entrepreneurs who are starting new businesses. And they've brought the data together to form applications that build on the public's need to understand how to make decisions based on actual data instead of just speculations. One example of a popular application is the Fly on Time, where the people can understand, based on information from FAA and other sources, how late their plane might be. So they can do that with their mobile application.
And you mentioned APIs, and that seems to be something that a lot of agencies are driving towards, and yet it's a piece of software that most people aren't really familiar with. Just explain what the API is, why it's important, and what it takes to make one.
Well, when we started data.gov, we started with the premise of that people would download the raw data set into their local system and then use their own application to do studies on that data. But then when you look at the usage of mobile applications and our telephones and such, we can't download that entire data set. But the API allows us to reach in and grab only those data that we need to help us make a decision. So the API kind of allows us to reach inside of a data set and pull out only that information that we need.
So give us a sense of what the five or so of you do when you are working on data.gov.
Well, one and a half of us are working with other agencies to help them to develop their inventory systems and their capabilities for sharing their inventories. Two of us are probably working on trying to make sure that our budget is in order and our planning is in order. And then the other three are working on just keeping our website and our various systems working and working toward future developments.
Does the GSA host the data.gov internally, or is it in a cloud somewhere?
Yeah, data.gov, when it initially started, started in the cloud environment, and we've remained in the cloud environment. And you know, the first day that we launched on May 21st, 2009, we had 2 million hits. And the second day, we got 2.2 million hits. And that wouldn't have been possible in a small system. So with the cloud environment, we were able to absorb that traffic and maintain our ability to serve the public.
Do you ever look at the archives of data.gov from that first year, say with the Wayback Machine or another archive website tool?
Yeah, we have looked at it over time, and you know, sometimes we are embarrassed of the way that it looked like, but most of the time we're proud that we have a continuous improvement and constant changes.
I was going to ask you, when you compare back then to now, what do you want to sweep under the rug and what are you most proud of?
I think I'm most proud of the way that we have responded to the user uptake of data.gov and how we've been kind of resilient on the changes that have occurred over at the Executive Office of the President and OMB, and the changes of policy, the open government policy, the open data policy that went out last year. And we've been able to stay, you know, step in step with those changes. I think that's what I'm most proud of.
We're speaking with Marion Royal, the director of data.gov from the GSA. And there's 100,000 data sets, a lot of them from federal agencies. What's your sense of the potential there? I mean, do federal agencies have lots of data sets they haven't sent over? And when they do send them over, are they ready to go, or do you have to do a lot of cleanup?
Well, initially there was a bit of, Data Quality Act attention that we needed to have, but over time, I think that agencies are really starting to respond now. And the way that I look at it, you know, it's one good idea to kind of cause a cultural change. And that's kind of what we're going through in the federal government is a culture change of going from, you know, trying to share our data to open data as a default.
So that one and a half or so of your staff that works with agencies, what are the top challenges that they face or that they help agencies face?
Well, the agencies face getting the buy-in from the upper management. They're under tight budgets. And so, you know, there's not any new money coming to do this.
But is this expensive?
Well, it's not that expensive. When the agencies start to understand that sharing data becomes part of their mission as an agency, and when they see how it contributes to their successful accomplishments of their agency as a mission and not just an extra burden, that's when it becomes, you know, very easy to convince agencies to keep moving forward.
Now, in many ways, data.gov has been kind of Marion Royal's baby or your opus for the past 5 years. What's it like when an administration has an important initiative and then it taps, in this case, GSA to carry it out, and then GSA in turn taps you? What was that like, and what has it done for your career, would you say, having been shepherding this for 5 years?
Personally, it was very scary. I was probably the only person who did not volunteer to work on data.gov, but it's really been a remarkable journey. And we were really successful because we've been surrounded by incredible, dedicated professionals on the data.gov team. We've had people come and go, but it's just the level of professionalism that we've maintained has just been awesome. And then the astute visionaries and leadership roles at GSA, OMB, and EOP. And, you know, to me, it's just been an honor to serve as data.gov's program director.
So tell us what you have planned for the sixth year and the next birthday after that. What can we expect of data.gov?
Well, we have been going through change constantly at data.gov. We recently launched a new look and feel on our website. What we're looking at now is the ability to do data hosting for some agencies who don't have the resources to actually store the data and to do some more things like visualizations and allowing agencies to help them to maintain their inventory of data and to help them understand how to discover where all of their data is. And so we just keep moving forward and I'm looking forward to another great year for data.gov.
And so give us an idea of how many apps have been developed and what you're seeing and, you know, some sort of a sense of what they refer to, you know, what the domain of the apps is.
Well, there are a constant growing number of apps. And, you know, we have had data paloozas and data jams, bringing people together, developers and such. And applications like, you know, if you go into a store, you're having a baby and you scan the cribs or the child seats to see if those products were on the FCC's list of recall products. I mean, all of those apps are just being, you know, built and grown. And, you know, we just continue to encourage it. And we really don't care if people use those applications to build businesses or to build subscriptions to their service. We just want to make sure that the data is available to allow them to do that.
All right. Well, good luck going forward. Marion Royal is director of data.gov at the GSA. It's been great talking with you.
Well, thanks, Tom and Emily. We really appreciate you giving us a few moments here.